Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. This podcast is brought to you by Historians Connect. Historians Connect is a nonprofit organization with a mission to bridge the gap between African American history and culture by preserving the legacies of African Americans, debunking myths, defining black excellence, while rewriting the narrative of African American history. If you tuned into the show to learn a new and different perspective on black history, you're in the right place. This is not America's founding fathers' history of slavery and oppression. We're changing the culture by changing the narrative, educating listeners on various aspects of black history spanning from ancient African history to current day events affecting communities around the world. Empowerment through cultural education. This is The Coin, Black History on the Other Side.
I believe in the brotherhood of man, all men, but I don't believe in the brotherhood with anybody who doesn't want brotherhood with me. I believe in treating people right, but I'm not going to waste my time trying to treat somebody right who doesn't know how to return the treatment. You are tuned into episode 14 of The Coin, Black History on the Other Side. In today's show, we discuss the influential leadership of Malcolm X. On this day, December 16th, 1964, the human rights activist gave his third and final speech at Harvard University Law School Forum. And while there have been many books that have educated us on his life's journey, the speeches of Malcolm X, written and edited by Archie Epps, provides us in-depth analysis on his message. What made Minister Malcolm X a great orator is not what he said, but the way he said it, and painting a picture on the struggle for freedom for the African American race, on where we are today, using imagery, metaphors, and poetic rhetoric in news media. His vision brought to fruition a hope that one day African Americans would not only attain civil rights, but human rights as well. At the Harvard Law School Forum, he spoke on the topic, the African Revolution and its impact on the American Negro. The context of his message was centered around this point. When we let ourselves be influenced by images created by others, you will find oftentimes that the one who creates those images can use those images to mislead you or us and misuse you or us. You see, during the 60s era, many were under the belief that Afro-Americans couldn't identify with Africa before 1959. This was due to the fact that the image of Africa was created for us, as Africans were not in no position to create and project their own image of themselves. European colonialism created the image of Africa as a jungle, wild place. People were painted as naked, savage cannibals. Afro-Americans refused to identify with Africa. And in hating Africa, the Africans were essentially hating themselves, or we were essentially hating ourselves. Mr. X stated, "You cannot hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree itself." Minister Malcolm made it a point to emphasize that Afro-American attitudes cannot be disconnected from the attitude of the African. We are one with the same mind and heart. The only thing that separates us back then and now is the Atlantic Ocean and 400 plus years of oppression. It's when our people receive a new image of Africa, they are automatically united through an image of themselves. There are so many in-depth layers to his third and final speech, but this particular portion of the speech resonated with me the most. It is the core theme of this podcast and why I do what I do in changing the culture by reshaping the narrative of how we Afro-Americans have been portrayed in the history books, documentaries, and media about who we are as a race. And I believe, you know, Malcolm X's legacy has stood the test of time, and what made him so influential back in the 60s up until today is that his message is timeless. You know, this speech is as relevant today as it was back in the 60s, because how many of us Afro-Americans today identify with Africa? How many of us know our history before the slave trade? And in this generation, how has the media shaped our perception of Africa? You know, I'll never forget when I was in junior high, we had a substitute teacher born and raised in Africa who had relocated to the United States to become an educator. Professor O'Dare introduced himself to the class and mentioned he was from Africa. And I remember raising my hand, asking him if they had cars in Africa. He chuckled and then replied, "Of course we do." Before coming to know thyself and my history, I was under the impression Africa was a continent of tribal people with no modernization or technology. And it was a couple years ago, I had a conversation with my father as I was discussing returning home to Africa for the year of return tour in Ghana. And he said, "Why do you want to go to Africa? Africa is poor." He then went on to reference what he's seen about Africa in the news, and that could be furthest from the truth. But going back to my junior high school moment in this conversation with my father, it really changed my perception and my perception of how we cannot become jaded by what we see in the news. And when you think about Malcolm X's message through his speech at Harvard, what he was influencing the audience and the black race was to really promote a sense of racial pride and love within one's own culture, not influenced by external factors. And really painting the picture how these external factors have shaped the destiny and the legacy of Africans and Afro-Americans in this country and abroad. And in reading this book, I learned that Malcolm X's parents were members of the UNIA, the United Negro Improvement Association, founded by Marcus Garvey. So for those of you listening who are unfamiliar with Marcus Garvey, please tune into episode 12, Marcus Garvey and the Vision of Africa. Becoming a student of history, you begin to learn and observe how leaders from generation to generation are influenced by each other's vision. You cannot hate the roots of a tree without hating the tree itself. This quote draws similar parallels to Marcus Garvey's quote on, "A people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots." Both of them using the imagery of a tree and the meaning of what it means to be connected to our roots. And the whole African revolution and redemption preached by Malcolm in his speech was the lifelong mission of Marcus Garvey in his fight for liberation at home and abroad for all African people. And while many may view December 16th as just another day and Malcolm X giving just another speech in history, this speech was significant for so many reasons. Again, I believe he was building the racial esteem and cultural pride of the black race that Africa is much more than a poverty-stricken, underdeveloped country full of savages portrayed to us by the media. And I believe he was leading us to come together and not be divided by narratives and motives that have been used for 400 plus years to separate us from our homeland and to draw us closer to Africa, becoming consciously aware of what is portrayed about us and why it's portrayed and what is the motive behind the people driving the narrative to portray us in this particular light. He was also awakening our minds to broaden the scope of our plight from civil rights to human rights, because we can all be equal and have a seat at the table. But will we still be valued as a human being and embraced for our own uniqueness and our own culture without having to be Europeanized? So I encourage all of you listening today to read the speeches of Malcolm X at Harvard University in its entirety, as what I shared today is just only a snippet. But again, I wanted to really bring significance to the importance of this day and continue to honor the life's work of Malcolm X and his legacy and what he meant to his generation and our generations and the generations to come, as his work is and as his messages are timeless, and that, you know, it's more than just about his life, but really the method behind his message and how we use this message to really fuel us in our quest and continue to work towards civil rights, human rights, justice, and inequality. And in closing today's show, I want to leave you with this. Never let someone's opinion or narrative about you become your reality. To know thyself, one must seek the truth for themselves, and it begins within.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Coin Black History on the Other Side podcast. Learn, explore, and create history with us. Visit us on the web at www.historiansconnect.org. Remember, a people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. Stay connected to your roots.